some sheets. Get to the, there's some sheets going around, so if we can pass them. Did they get stuck somewhere, or are they still going around? Ah, okay. You know, Tainis Esther is a little an interesting day. We'll get to it actually in a couple minutes to touch upon it. Where, in essence, it's already part of the Purim celebration. All right, there's a rule, we know from Tisha B'Av. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, it's pushed off to Sunday. We don't make it earlier because the rule in Halacha is Akdume Paranuta Lo Makdumina. We don't bring something paranut, something that's difficult, that's bad, punishment, sadness, we don't bring it on earlier. Tainis Esther, we see that you do schedule, Tainis Esther is moved up to Thursday when it would normally fall out, keep on Shabbos right before Purim. So that shows us, you know, again, giving us a clear halachic indicator to the fact that it's not paranut. But rather, Ta'anit Esther is a way of, we're connecting to the celebration, the Yeshua, the fact that we were saved on Purim through tefillin. We were saved through the fact that Am Yisrael focused. On the part of that was the Tzom, the Lech Noset Kol HaYehudim, Betzumu Alay, Shloshet Yamim. Through the Tzom, that brought about a higher level of tefillin. So we're now remembering that the Nes came about. We're celebrating through the Tzom. It's not as if like we're making believe right now that we don't know what's going to happen at the end of the story and that there's going to be the great news of the turnaround. No, we know what's going to be. But we're remembering the fact that it came about through the power of tefillah. We're going to be touching upon that in a couple of minutes. But let's get the sheets made it around. Everyone has a sheet? Pachot yoter? If there's some extra one? What? We're missing?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe we can... double up.
Someone wants to go make copies.
Okay. So first of all, as far as Purim, a general question I want to throw out there. You know, there's something strange about Purim that, you know, we can understand when we speak about things turning around where it seems like we're about to be annihilated. We're about to be wiped off the map and things turn around and we're celebrating the victory that we continue to live. But in terms of the way that we celebrate Purim and this idea of losing our mind, even if on some level, however you understand it, there are different halachic ways of understanding it. But we're familiar with the concept. The Gemara in Megillah tells us, "Chayev inish lebesumi bepuraya ad delo yada bein Or Haman lebaruch Mordechai." The idea of losing our dat on different levels, you know, and even with that, in many different areas, you going ahead and celebrate things become very lively in a way that we don't have the normal kind of focus, of dot, that not only do we have the rest of the year, but that is lifted up as Jews raised on the pedestal, recognizing the place of dot, ata chonin, la'adam dot, it's something that we're striving to polish, trying to bring to a more sophisticated level, and all of a sudden on Purim, which also we have other ideas that Purim, part of the celebration is a day of Kabbalat Torah, a day that part of the otzma, the strength of Purim, is the fact that, right, famous Gemara that's always quoted, the Gemara in Shabbat of Pecher, that at the time of Maimed Har Sinai, when we accepted the Torah, there was an aspect of being forced into it. Kofa aleim har kegigit. But on Purim, Hadur Kiblu Avimei Achashverosh, we accepted the Torah from Simcha. It was genuine, it was authentic, we really wanted it. So here we have a celebration of Torah, and yet we're moving away from our dad. What's the idea here? Question number one. Question number two, let's start to see some of the sources here inside. The Gemara in Ta'anit, Amar Rav Yehuda Berei Darav Shmuel Bar Shilat, Mashmei Darav. Kishem Shemichna, this is ready by this point in Adar, especially after this year with a second Adar. So we're singing already. Mishenichnas for a while. Kishem Shemichnas Av Mimatin Besimcha Kach Mishenichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. So we find that the Simcha is connected to the month. Mishenichnas Adar. Anyone missing a sheet? Mishenichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. Or another example of the fact that the month is affected. The pasuk in Esther tells us. Kayamim asher nachu bahem hayehudim me'oyveihem v'hachodesh asher nehapach lehem miyagon l'simcha u'me'eva l'yantuf. Hachodesh asher nehapach lehem. It wasn't just the event turned around. It wasn't just the gzera that was turned around. And it's not even just the day, but there's something here in the chodesh. This chodesh adar asher nehapach lehem. It turned around. So we see that the month is being affected. If we see that, what is this idea that the month is being affected? So we know that each month of the year has a certain personality to it. Same way different people have different personalities. Every month has something there, the essence of the month. There's something there which it's ripe to tap into at that time of the month throughout all the 12 different months of the year. And to gain a better understanding of what the essence of the month is, when we think of the number 12, we think right away of the other 12 months of the year, the 12 Shvatim. And it's brought down already from very old ancient sources, a connection, correlation between the months of the year and the 12 Shvatim. The Sefer Yetzirah brings a connection between the two based on the order of the Shvatim that are connected to the months and the order of the Seder HaDgalim and Sefer Bamidbar. The way that the Shvatim camped down, according to that order, you see on the sheet, the order of the Seder HaDgalim in Bamidbar Perek Beis, so save time. Not reading through all the psukim, but we see according to this, Adar is the last month of the year, and which is the Shevet that's matched up with the last month of the year, the last Shevet? Naphtali. Naphtali, Matan Naphtali is the last one listed. So Naphtali is connected to Adar. We have here a chart from the according to the Gros version in Sefer Yetzirah, in addition to each month being matched up with a specific Shevet, each month also has a certain quality to it that it's ripe for that time. Speech, you see in Nisan, there's a remez brought down also, Me'akanonim, Pesach, the mouth is speaking, we can go into that in a different time. But each month has a certain aspect, and of course you can guess the quality that here, the way it's listed, quality, the expression within our existence, within our personal, within our, on a level of our body, the expression of it within the human expression of it is laughter. Tzchok. We'll get to that also in a couple of minutes. Okay, so here we have a month that's matched up with Naphtali. Who is Naphtali? What do we think about when we think about Naphtali? What comes to mind? Anybody? Any association? Free association? Yes. Ayala Shlucha. Okay? Anyone else? Any other words that come to mind? With Naphtali, English words that come to mind as well. Anything? Ayala Shlucha. What do you think about when you think, okay, let's try it. What do you think about when you think about Ayala Shlucha? What word? One word comes to mind. No right answer here. It could be tuna fish, anything, whatever. What comes to mind when you think about either, right, Naphtali or Ayala Shlucha? Zrizut. What else? I'm sorry? Fast. Zizud, okay? Anyone else? Zizud, fast. Okay. So, to gain a deeper insight into each of the Shvatim, we have three points of, let's call it, headquarters that we can look at in the Torah to be able to gain a deeper insight. There's such a thing as headquarters. The Ebenezer says, and it's mentioned again later on by Rav Tzadok HaKohen Melublin, the idea of looking at the first time that something appears in the Torah to be able to tap in to gain a deeper understanding of that thing. That's an example of the headquarters. Let's say you want to understand from what the Torah is telling me about, both in terms of a message and symbolism of it's rich in that place. Look at the first time, let's say, right, raining today. So Geshem. You understand, what's the Torah telling me about Geshem? Look at the first time where rain appears in the Torah. Look at the first time an Anan appears in the Torah. You'll see, that's the headquarters. So here we have an idea of headquarters as well regarding the Shvatim. There are three places we can look to be able to connect, understand, to gain a deeper understanding of each of the Shvatim. The birth of the Shevet. There's more written about like the birth, a name. The Maral tells us, the famous rule of the Maral, Shem Moreh Al Mahut. A name shows us essence. There's something to a name. A name, even the Gemara Brachot speaks about the fact that when parents, the Gemara, beginning of the Brachot, so when parents give a name to their child, there's a kind of a Ruach HaKodesh that the parents have at that moment, giving over the name to the child. Something in a name. So we have the birth of the child, the naming of the Shevet. We have then the bracha of Yaakov to each of his sons. And then we have later on Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of Sefer Devarim, the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu to each of the Shvatim can also give us a greater insight as to the kochot, who that Shevet is. So let's see those three points. Vatomer Rachel, why is Naphtali called Naphtali? Vatomer Rachel, when Naphtali is born, Naphtulei Elokim Niftalti im Achoti. Naphtulei Elokim, divine wrestlings with Elokim. Niftalti im Achoti, I wrestled with my sister, Gam Yacholti, and I am able, I too am able. Vatikra Shmo Naphtali. Rashi explains this jump. I need, if someone, does someone have a watch, is there, I still owe a clock, I still owe a clock, Rabbi Tov. Okay, so, let's come to Rashi's second explanation. The anima, what does this mean, Naftulei Elokim, first he quotes, Menachem and Tzrok, and then afterwards, Va'ani mefasho Lashon Ikeshel Ptaltol. According to the Pasuk in Devarim, actually, the word before that is Dor. Speaking about the generation, at that time they're described as Dor Ikesh Uptaltol. Ikesh? Akshan? Right, stubborn Uptaltol. Twisted. A stubborn and twisted generation. What does that mean? What is Rachel saying? Rashi says, Rachel is saying, "Nit akashti." I was stubborn. I was persistent. V'iftzarti ptsirot, and I pleaded many pleadings. V'naftulim many twists harbe lamakom tashem liyot shavel achuti. In other words, I saw that I wasn't getting anywhere, but I didn't take no for an answer. I was persistent. I kept on going. I kept on pleading, ve'an naftulim, many twistings. What kind of twistings? In other words, when I hit an obstacle, when I hit a dead end, I looked for another way around. I looked for another way around. Always looking for a way out, not taking no for an answer. And eventually, my tefillos were answered, naftulei Elokim niftalti machoti. Okay, so that's the birth of Naftali. The bracha of Yaakov to Naftali, as was mentioned before, Naftali ayala shlucha. Naftali is a deer-like messenger. Hanoten imrei shofar, that gives forth beautiful words. Naftali ayala shlucha, she says, ayala shlucha, ayala mishulachat larutz. The marathon runner. Ready to, the quick, right, quick. Zizut. Naftali is the runner, ready to run. Meshulachat larutz. Okay, third. In the bracha Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ula Naftali, Ama Naftali Svaratso, right, he is also bracha leaning. At the end of the... Naftali Hamar, Naftali Sva, Ratzon, Umalei Birkat Hashem, Yam Vidarom Yirasha. Naftali is Sva Ratzon. That's used in modern Hebrew as well. What does Sva Ratzon mean? Satisfied. Satisfied, Sva Ratzon, satisfied. Naftali is Sva Ratzon. Naftali is satisfied, Umalei Birkat Hashem. Satisfied. Filled with Birkat Hashem, his ratzon is fulfilled, he's saveya, satisfied with, because of the fact that his ratzon is fulfilled. So looking at the bracha of Yaakov and the bracha of Moshe, we see linguistically the connection. We don't understand the connection conceptually yet, but you see linguistically the connection? What's in one word? Summing up, the bracha of Yaakov, Naftali Ayala Shlucha. Rashi says, right? In one, what's the koach of Naftali in one word, two-letter word? Rats. In the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu is connected to ratzon. Naftali is good at having its ratz, his ratzon filled. Ratz and ratzon. Again, it seems like two completely separate areas. The runner and ratzon is one. What's the connection between the two? But obviously it's clear, if you think about it a little bit more, it's the same exact idea just expressed in two different domains, two different dimensions. When a person is running, ratz, what is this?
No,
this is a highlight. Are there markers? Oh, okay. Thanks. Hey, when you're starting at the starting line of the race, you're at point A, and you want to get eventually to point B. Okay, so the rats, the person who's the quick runner, knows how to. They're skilled. They're effective at getting at closing the gap from where they're at and where they want to get to, right? Ratzon, what gets you from point A to B? What gets you there is the ratzon. Expressed in the physical is rats. The person who runs quickly is the capability of closing the gap quickly in the physical that I'm getting from where they are to where they want to be. In any area, you have a strong ratzon, if you're successful in the area of ratzon, you know how to get from A, the status quo, where I'm at now, and where I want to be, in whatever realm it is. Whatever realm it is. Whether it's in the physical realm, in the spiritual realm. Now I have X amount of money, and I want more money. Now I'm here. I want to be able to go someplace else. The koach of ratzon. And this brings us back now to the birth of Naftali. Now we see in a new light when Naftali is born. So what is it Rachel saying here? That I didn't take. I was here. Rachel is saying I'm here. I'm at point A, and point B is beyond me. I didn't take no for an answer. I didn't accept the status quo. People were putting me in a box and said, I'm here. I'm A. Naftulei Elokim Niftalti. I wrestled. I wrestled and twisted around any obstacle until I got there. This is also another dear expression. Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz HaTzvi. It's one of the names of Eretz Yisrael. What's the connection between the land of Israel and a tzvi? So the Gemara in Ketubot Kuf Yud Bet tells us, Amar Rav Chista, Mai Dichtiv, what does it mean when the pasuk says, Ve'etein lecha eretz chemda nachalat tzvi, lama eretz Yisrael nimshala letzvi, lomar lecha, ma tzvi ze, ein oro machzik besaro, af eretz Yisrael, Eina machzeket perotel. Just like when, if you, that Tzvi is, if his skin, you see the skin of the Tzvi on one side, and you see all of the meat inside the deer, inside the Tzvi on the other, you say, wow, like how did that skin hold all of that meat? How may I hold so much? It's Kach Eretz Yisrael also, you look at the physical land, and you look at all, but at the time when Am Yisrael, when we're on our A game, when things are Kamosha Tzariv, you see, like, how does all of that come from that little place? You know, you see it today, like with people who don't, Kiyadua, the people who don't aren't familiar with the size of Israel, and they hear, you hear about all of the high tech coming out of Israel, right? In so many different areas, so many different, or in all kinds of developments in many areas. Then you go ahead and you look at the map, you see that tiny, that's. It's so much more than what it is. Like, no. It's more than what it is. It's like Ilu there, point A, but it ends up expanding into so much more. And that is achieved, that brings us back to what we touched upon before a little bit, the Koach of Tefillah. As a Jew, how do we connect? As Rachel Imenu is saying, I didn't want to accept, I wasn't accepting the status quo. Look at the Unklus back in that pasuk that we skipped over before. The Unklus. V'amart Rachel said, Kabel ba'uti Hashem bitchanenuti bitzloti. My tefillah was accepted. Through the koach of tefillah, is we're longing out, we're reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asking Him to enable us to achieve more than who we are. On a natural, according to the course of natural events, we're just here. This is who we are. The point A, but we're in the tefillah is filled with our expression of we want more than this. Marbin, right? Reboot. We want more dot. We want more health. We want more wealth. We want more kibbutz goliot. We want more geula. We want more building in Yerushalayim. This is the idea. The Gemara in Brachot of Avraham Bet. The Gemara is darshaning the pasuk in Tehillim. My krom zalut lifnei Adam. What does this pasuk mean? Literally, it means zalut is zol, basedness, and krom is a lashon of being lifted up. When basedness is lifted up to people, what is this talking about? The Gemara darshans it in a different way, connecting the Zol, the low and the high. Amalei Eilu, there are things in this world. Eilu Dvarim Sha'omdim Berumo Shalolam. Ubnei Adam Mizalzalin Behem. And it's the context of the Gemara is talking about Tefillah. And it's saying there are things, for example, Tefillah Sha'omdim Berumo Shalolam. It's connected to the highest place. Connected to heaven, rumor shalom, the loftiest, most sublime place. And yet, people don't appreciate it. People take it for granted. B'nei Adam mizalzalin. Just let it fly by. Don't grab the opportunity, don't connect to it. It becomes cheap. The ultimate Kelm explained that Yesh Dvarim Shalomdim B'rumor shalom, Tefillah takes us, L'rumor shalom. Ayyidei Tefillah, we're elevating ourselves. And that is exactly what took place during the Nes of Purim. Because originally when the poor came out in Adar, so Haman was happy and there was a side that there was room for him to be happy. Looking at the months of the year. Because Adar is already at the end. Adar is already, you know, Nisan, we're at the beginning. We're leaving in Mitzrayim. We're on fire. The birth of the Jewish people. Adar's ready, like we're running out of gas. Adar's ready, the end of the year. It's been a long winter. It's ready. Okay, now a little schleppy. Yeshno, like Mari Darshan's, Yeshno Amachad Mefuzar Mefurad and Kol Amim, Yeshno Yeshenim Ar Mitzvot. He's sleeping. He already started to fall asleep. When he thought falling asleep, yeah, I know, been there, done that. Routine. So we're schlepping along. And the way that we get out of that, and the Megillah is filled, like we said, Mamash, Inyan Hayom, of the tefillah that brought about the Nes of Purim, the response of Mora to get out of that state of drowsiness. Mordechai yadat kol hashan asav v'ikra Mordechai b'gadav v'yelbash sak v'efer v'yaitze b'toch hayir v'yizak zaka gdola umara. He called out. What's this zaka? This is a zaka of tefillah. Zaka of tefillah, which is saying we can get beyond. Right now it looks like we're gone. Right now there's a decree from the king. That's it. There's nothing to do. There's really nothing to do. What can we do? What can we do? Our hands are tied. There's nothing to do. What can we do? Vayizak zaka. The tzaka of tefillah. Yesh dvarim sha'omdim b'rumo shel olam. Not taking the A as not taking the no for an answer. Not accepting the status quo. Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachave. Not accepting this. This is unacceptable. How? I don't know. The magic of tefillah, of breaking out, of beyond. There are more things, what's the famous Shakespeare line? There are more things in heaven and earth than you have dreamt of in your philosophy, Horatio. There are things that are bigger than that. And that's the idea. There's a nice combination of an idea of halacha and machshava, an idea in an insight and thought, the halacha on the upper left-hand side of the sheet, halacha regarding tzedakah on Purim, that normally a whole year, you're absolutely, it's legitimate to go and check where the money is going. If somebody's coming along and asking for some money, you say, well, check them out, is this legit or not? But as on Purim, we're not so careful. On Purim, ein medaktekin b'ma'ot Purim, ela kol mi shaposhet yado, Lito, anyone who stretches out their arm asking, not nimla, we give them. And this is taken in the Machshava realm. This is how Hashem treats us. On Purim, in the days of Purim, again, now already we're in the days of Purim, kol apo sheit yado, anyone who stretches their arms out to the melech malchei amlachim, not nimla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu notenla. It's a time of being ripe to achieve. It's a time when Esther goes in, even though she's not called. And she ends up being answered. It's a time to dream. It's a time to dream. To connect to our ratzon, inner ratzon. It's a time of ratzon. Of thinking. The first step is thinking about that ratzon, of what we want. Thinking and then thinking about what we want, thinking about how we're going to get there, how we're going and going for it. And not taking no for an answer. When we're on fire, leaving Mitzrayim, with a new message to bring to the world, the newness of that takes place in Achodesh Hazeh Lechem, we're marching out of Mitzrayim after a Kriyas Yamsuf, we're on fire, we're going to Eretz Yisrael. And all of a sudden, a Malik comes along and throws a bucket of ice water in our face. Asher korcha, v'tzinancha, Amalek came and cooled us down. We were on fire. The cynic on the sideline, the cynic who knows the price of everything and the value of nothing. The cynic, who do you think you are? Who do these guys think they are? Who are you? Oh, come on. Yeah, we've seen that before. Reshit goyim Amalek. Reshit evot rega. Reshit goyim Amalek. Amalek is living in the moment and saying, what do you think you are? Okay, now, for the moment, you're excited. It's not going to last. Everything's going to last the moment. It's going to peter out. It's not going anywhere. It's a day of wiping out Amalek. Purim is mechiyat Amalek. It's wiping out the doubts of Amalek. Another, right? What does Shakespeare say? Makom acher. Your doubts are your traitors. Amalek begematria suffix. Your doubts, doubting yourself. Those voices of doubts within ourselves, doubting ourselves, are our traitors. Traitors not letting ourselves be who we can. That's the, on a national level, Amalek that stands in front of Am Yisrael every time we are poised for greatness. When we left Mitzrayim, when we're going towards Eretz Yisrael, when we were ready to come back, come back and build the Beit HaMikdash, the next step. And now, in recent times, when Am Yisrael is coming back to Eretz Yisrael, as many have explained, the Pchina of Amalek, the Nazis, the Amalek of, in our times, of starting, of stopping Am Yisrael when we're on our way back to Eretz Yisrael. And the Amalek's the voices, the little voices of Amalek all around us. Amalek within ourselves. It's doubting ourselves of what we can achieve. In Purim, there are no, in Purim, the boundaries are removed. There are lines of what's appropriate and not appropriate. But in general, compared to the rest of the days of the year, the barriers are removed. Barriers between people are removed. Go ahead and give Shalach Manas. I throw out there. I've had some of my most special Purim moments were breaking through the boundaries of, you know, a person who you had some kind of, well, we're all human beings, and we have sometimes difficult encounters, not like something that goes sour between one person and another person, and you grab the opportunity of Purim, go and send Shalach Manos, say, let's not be so small, let's be a little bit bigger than that. Why can't we be friends? Why can't we get beyond that? You break down the walls between people with Shalach Manos. We break down, you know, the expansion is even in the month itself. The month itself of Adar expands. It becomes, doesn't just remain who it is. It becomes this bigger Adar. We can go ahead and dress up. You want to be an Indian chief. You want to be the chief of police. You want to be a firefighter. You want to be Esther, you want to be Mordechai, you want to be Achashverosh. Go ahead and dream a little bit. Go ahead and connect. Go ahead and say, I'm not letting it out. This is what I want right now. The Ratzon. This is how much we Ratzah. Not to be locked in into the box. And that's where that, the point to come back, the point that we started with. We get ready to wrap up. That's where we're going beyond that. That is good. That is great. That is, as the Rav Vachtfogel, lived very Zachala Arichut Yamim. He was the Mashgiach of the Lakewood Yeshiva. He writes in one of his svarim, that is the shadchan between a Jew and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That is what connects us. That is the power of defining very clearly, analyzing, defining. And sometimes, again, we're striving for a sharp doubt and being able to understand in a sophisticated way. But at the same time, it's when you define something in a very clear way, you're saying, this is what it is, that's it. And you're limiting as well. It's this and not more than that. So Purim is a day which is going a little bit beyond that. It's going beyond that specific labeling, categorizing, defining, this is exactly who you are. Okay, Nachon, in this moment, in the rega right now, Nachon, the dot is accurate. This is what. But at the same time, we have permission at this time. We have permission to dream, permission to connect to the Ratzon that we can get beyond that. We can break through. That's the idea that Rav Huttner says on the left-hand side of the sheet in Pachar Yitzchak. When Vayikra El Moshe, when Moshe is called in as well, he gets a kriya, a calling, he gets an invite into the Mishkan. Vayikra, Hashem calls out to him. And the Medrash says that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone in, like what if somebody barges into your house without knocking at the door, without ringing the bell, just comes in without... So the Medrash says Moshe Rabbeinu just would have gone in without being called in, come in without... He would have had the status of a Talmid Chacham She'ein Bo Da'at. He's missing Da'at because you don't know what's appropriate. You don't know what belongs to you, what doesn't belong to you. The Gemara, the Yerushalmi, Rav Huna brings down. The Yerushalmi says, why Motzei Shabbat? When we incorporate Havdalah into Shmona Esrei, it's incorporated in the bracha of Atachonim La'adam Da'at. Why? The Yerushalmi of the Yerushalmi is because Misha Ein Lo Da'at Havdalah Minayim. Da'at tells us what is Kodesh and what is Chol. Let's us distinguish between the two. If you don't have Da'at, Havdalah Minayim. But on Purim, we said, on Purim is a time where Esther comes in without being called. On Purim is a time where we have a little bit more flexibility, a little bit more, it's about six lines before the end, Ava b'shat simchat Purim, shemalach hanes haya al yidei, ha lo nikreti lavo al ha-melech, v'chol makam sheneamar ha-melech stam, במלך מלכי המלכים הכתוב מדבר, הרי סדר ההנהגה של שמחת פורים מחייב, כי מי שהשתוקקות הקדושה דוחפת אותו פנימה, זוכה למציאות חן, ועד רבה מושיטים לו את שרבית הזהב. Purim, we have a permission, he said, permission to dream, permission to believe that we can actualize our dreams. The permission and the call, not just the permission, the call to connect to that inner ratzon. And again, it could be on so many levels. It could be a person didn't contemplate, I don't know, I'm just sharing, like, say something personal. For me personally, remember my first year that I came to Shalvim. Yes, the idea of living in Israel. Like it wasn't just that I didn't know if I'd live in Israel. Like it was, I knew I wouldn't be living in Israel. Like I don't know, like Aliyah. It's like, oh, that's big. He's a real idol. He'll probably go ahead and pick himself up and move to Israel. To believe that, I don't know. I could think big. You know what? A little bit out of the box. Okay, it wasn't in my plans before, but think a little bit bigger. Tefillah in general, tefillah, to connect to our tefillot in a deeper way. To aspiring for greatness in every areas of our life. Mishnichnas Adar Marbin, we have the power to become Marbin a little bit bigger. Zat Hashem. That's where the simcha comes from every time. Simcha is when we're, every simcha, is always we're bigger. When a child is born, so the family, like parents now are bigger. They're not just who they are, they're also now, they're bigger. The simcha that comes with that. With marriage, it's not just me now, it's a bayit. There's a simcha now that I'm bigger than just myself. A person, in a financial realm, you end up winning the lottery, and all of a sudden, you're bigger, your bank account is bigger. When we're bigger, that's how we are. Within learning, when we learn new ideas, we're richer and bigger because that satisfaction, that's simcha pnimit. So Mishnechas Adar Marbin, Havai, Bezat Hashem, this Purim should be a turning point in terms of our aspiring for greatness, realizing that we can become bigger. And that simcha that comes with Purim is that simcha, the simcha of the individual becoming bigger, connecting to Am Yisrael, realizing that we're so much bigger than ourselves, we're part of Knesset Yisrael, we're part of something so much bigger than that. Bezat Hashem, we should, Yehi Ratzon, that we should be Zocha to Simchat Purim Amitit, and celebrate with all of Am Yisrael, Bezat Hashem. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Our next here will be at 10:30, which is 14 minutes. So, of course, we'll be back here at 10:27.
Purim Sameach. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Purim Sameach.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Purim Sameach.